Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Radio Live. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along, following along, and joining in on the conversation. Give me a holler at it. Let me know what you're thinking. This is All Things Trekking and Then Some. Life on the road, business, trucking, just in general, just things about trucking, or just about what's going on in the world. One of the things that happened in the news today that was kind of funny was Pete Buttigieg's, he went to East Palestine, Ohio. This is the first time that anybody, like in the top official, the highest ranking official that's been there since in the federal government has been the EPA director, whoever that person is, right? To me, even like... I mean, you have the NTSB, I guess, there, but if there is a, like, okay, there's FMCSA, which is the federal agency that regulates trucking. What's the regulation? What's the federal regulation people that regulates trains? Like, what is there? Is there an FMCSA for trains? And where's that person? And if, I mean, it's not in the news. Of course, you know, regular people that follow the news don't really care about those individual agencies, but nothing in the news has said that, right? But then you had EPA come in there and talk about the water and all that. And, you know, the funny thing is a lot of people were saying that, you know, well, these politicians, they need to go there and they need to drink the water and they need to breathe the air and all that. But I thought the EPA guy went to somebody's house and drank the water. Was that kind of a trick or something? Or is that not true? I don't know. But anyway, we're following that pretty closely because we got people that live up there pretty close and we're concerned about it and everything, and we hope that everybody does really good and everybody's okay. So as details come in, that we'll get that to everybody best we can. Until then, you know, you can follow us along here at redneckandeyes.com. We got links to all of our social media accounts, including our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody subscribing to YouTube channel, doing all that. And then, like I said, we're right here, Redneck and Eyes Radio Live, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can find links to all of our great sponsors at our website, too, redneckandeyes.com. One of the sponsors I like to appreciate and thank is Load to Ride Transportation, and they are ltrtransportation.com. Great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado. And like I said, if you're trying to stay busy and get things done out there and all that, just let them know. It's Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com, or you can give them a call at 720-277-0030, and we appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. So when you talk to them and if you meet somebody out on the road that's driving an LTR truck, just let them know you appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes, because we really do appreciate them. So I was just checking on some things and the news and all that, and there's not really much going on. There's a couple of little economic slowdown stuff that we're getting into because, you know, that's I knew that was going to kind of happen because of the way things have been going, all that stuff. So that's what we'll get into a little bit. And then, of course, you know, talk about whatever else is anybody's talking about. You getting ready for your taxes? Anybody filed their taxes yet, and how that's going? There's an interesting little feed on Facebook about 1099s and W-2s and all that. So, you know, if anybody calls in about that, let me know. 515-602-9731 is the phone number. And we're here for an hour every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Give me a call. This is Redneck and I's Radio Live. We'll see you in a second.
Yeah. the dark and distant drumming, the pounding of the hooves, the sirens of everything that moves. Late at night you see them, decked out in shiny jewels, the coming of the caravan of fools. Like the wings of a dove, the waiter's white glove seems to shimmer by the light of the pool. Some dull, blinding winter, when you can't help but lose, you're running with the caravan of fools. Love and devotion, deep as any ocean, don't play by anybody's rules. With your carousel of horses and your unforeseen forces, you're running with the caravan of fools. Caravan of fools. Caravan of fools, you're running with the caravan of fools.
Thank you. We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. Appreciate everybody joining along. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit 1. Or go follow us online on the YouTube channel. We got the YouTube channel. We got redneckandeyes.com. That's our website. Go check them out. And we'll rocking and rolling here with all things trucking and then some. We're talking about things going on in the trucking industry. So there's an article here, Transport Topics, and it's TTnews.com. You know what? Before we do anything, let me double check some things here, because yesterday we were talking about some topics that got covered, and that basically it was basically all Canada. And okay, so this news organization, Transport Topics, is based out of Washington, D.C. Not real sure who owns it or whatever, but this here says trucking industry grapples with quarter four slowdown. And, you know, that's, I don't know if that's news or anything, but it's posted today. It says motor carriers experienced a financial slowdown in the final months of 2022 as trends that indicate a return to normalization levels of business for the year ahead hold, industry analysts said. The quarter four results in general weren't great, that this analyst, Jonathan Chappell, said. He said Old Dominion did a phenomenal job and Schneider did much better than expected, but everyone else was basically in line to worse than expected for all the reasons that we anticipated coming in, slower volumes, pricing decelerations, etc. Says Chappell noted that carriers expressed optimism for the coming year as they are anticipating a bottoming of levels early on, normalization of inventories in the second quarter, and a bottoming of pricing midway through a year. It says a lot of optimism about a return to normalcy, and that was the thesis of most investors hung on to. So just a real quick note, anytime you listen to the news right now, Home Depot and Walmart came out and said sales are down big time. Like, people aren't buying televisions. They aren't buying, you know, stuff they don't need. They're buying only what they need. So that might not affect trucking that much, because as long as we're moving groceries, as long as we're moving clothes, as long as we're moving things that people need, you know, if Home Depot is just selling lumber, or Home Depot is just selling, you know, stuff to keep the You know, they're not upgrading their homes. They're just repairing what needs to be repaired and necessities only. They're not really spending a lot of money or doing a lot of extravagant work to buy, you know, new things or go bigger, better. You know what I mean? So, I mean, the bottoming out could be affected by that because, I mean, you could see a bottom because, you know, nothing can get lower because people are just buying. I mean, they're still buying. They're just not buying extravagant stuff. So sales are down because, you know, if you're like a Walmart, you know, you sell groceries. Okay. That's always going to be business, right? But you also sell TVs, you sell toys, you know, you sell sporting goods, all that. Nobody's buying that stuff. They're only buying the groceries. They're only buying stuff that they need. So when you go into Walmart and you see the whole front aisle there is nothing but Easter stuff. I went to Walmart the other day and it's all Easter now. And what they're seeing is people aren't really investing a lot in that. They might buy a bag of candy. They might do some stuff to you know, die to have the little get together, but they're not really going all out like you normally would see. So watch out for that, you know, and we'll see. We could see freight rates still going low. Chappell also said, he said it didn't really matter if you had a great quarter four or a terrible quarter four. You were kind of thrown into this bucket of things are about to stop getting worse and at least bottom before they start getting better. And I don't really see things getting better here in the next probably 6 months or even a year. I think that you're going to see it level off and it's not going to really jump or spike. It'll spike once inflation is take hold, and inflation is still high, very high. So just keep an eye on that. The analyst, Jason Steedle, I guess that's an L, noted that quarter four truckload rates dropped amid easing supply chain congestions and predicts that rates may decline further in the first quarter as carrier bargaining power erodes. He says he also expects less than truckload rates to gradually abate. Says the fourth quarter went about as expected in terms of commentary that was coming out of both the LTL and the truckload players. He also said the outlook remains challenging, but I think as a group, the truckers were more optimistic on seeing a rebound as early as spring and as late as the back half of the year. I mean, I don't expect anything to do anything. I mean, like, here's what's going to happen. Okay, just like 2016, everything's going to trickle along. See, when Democrats are in charge, what we see is that things kind of trickle along. People don't really go out and say, boom, I'm buying that. I'm buying that. I'm excited. Because what it is that these companies, these big corporations, all this big money, okay, that move the stock market, these big corporations that have the power to move the stock market, those kind of investors that invest thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a day, those people, they're sitting on their hands right now because they look at regulations. They actually have conversations with politicians, and they actually see that, you know, this administration right now, you see them all the time. I mean, we talk about it. We say it out loud. They have the want, desire, and they feel the need to regulate these large companies because they say they need to start paying their fair share, which, you know, you can debate all you want about that, but that's what they do is when a rich person sees that I can invest my money and not really get that big of a gain. But if I do, they're going to take it all in taxes and fees and stuff, you know, and all that. So I'd rather just have it sit here and do nothing or earn a small amount of interest somewhere else, you know, than invest it in a high risk area. Because if I do win in that high risk, I've got to pay it all in taxes, and it's not the you know, it's a risk reward situation. The risks outweigh the rewards and all that. So everything's going to trickle along, and it might be, I mean, it's not going to be terrible. You know, I mean, it might get pretty bad here in the next 6 months or even a year. And then coming around when inflation kind of takes its, you know, subsides a little bit, what's really going to happen is, like, right now, year on year, it's at 6%, a little over 6%. It needs to be at 2, okay, right? Last year, it was at 7. this time last year, it was at 7. So right now, in the last 2 years, the value of your money in your bank, whether you touched it or not, the value of the money in your bank, you know, that has decreased. The value of the money has decreased by 15%. Okay? That's bam, right there, in the last 2 years. That's just, and then you know, you can say, oh, the prices have gone up, or that, you know, I'm making more money, and you know, it's not really the money in the bank. Yeah, it is the money in the bank. Okay, the value, the inflation is the value of the dollar, basically. How much does that dollar get you? Prices go up because inflation. Inflation means prices go up, means the value of the dollar goes down. Right now, it's for the last 2 years, it's between 13 to 15%. Okay, so the only thing you can do is look at next January. I mean, every month it might go down, but if by next January it's not back down to at least 3, then it ain't going to look good. Okay, it's not going to look good at all. The stock market is going to reflect that. They're just not there's not doing much. They're going to sit on their hands and they're not going to do anything. So what's going to happen is everything's going to trickle along. And then a Republican is going to win the election in November. And then exactly what happened when Donald Trump won, because everybody thought Hillary was going to win. That's why you saw the stock market boom. Stock market boomed after Trump was announced the winner, because they knew that Republicans are friendly with business and the Republicans are going to let the businesses do what they need to do. Okay? That's what's going to happen. And you can say all you want, you know, like we're talking about different things where the businesses under a Republican administration aren't really policed that much, you know, they're not having to upgrade or anything like that. They upgrade when they feel the need to, based on their reports, and they upgrade when they need to, based on what they see as a risk and reward. I mean, just like right now, they're saying, you know, Biden said it. He said the oil companies don't want to build any new refineries or upgrade their current refineries, you know. And they said, well, you can't not upgrade them because we're going to need them at least for another 10 years. Okay, when you make the investment to upgrade the refinery, you need that investment to last another that all that money you spend to upgrade it or build it, it needs to be 30 years of benefit. And he's telling you that you're only going to get another 10 years out of it, and you're going to have to shut it down. He's going to make you shut it down. Well, guess what? You're not going to do it. You're not going to do anything. Again, you're just going to sit the money there and let it sit until the risk outweighs the reward. So what Republicans have done in the past is they've allowed the big, I mean, this I'm not talking like, you know, every business can get away with anything. You know, I mean, there's debates right now about how the Trump administration allowed the railroads to get away with stuff because then that's why we got this derailment, you know, and all that. And, I don't know. I don't see it because it's so funny to me. I mean, again, that's a whole nother topic, and it's kind of screwy to me to say that. But again, what's going to happen in 2020? Is that 24? Yeah. So 2024, everything's going to trickle along, and then the Republicans going to win the election. And I don't think it's going to be Donald Trump, but it's going to. I think it's going to be DeSantis. That's who I think it's going to be. And when they win, that next day the market's going to boom and you're going to see a great stock market again like we saw when Trump was running things. And that all in the high tide lifts all boats. And I mean, when the companies, these big corporations start making money, everybody, you know, people start going on vacations, people get jobs, they get raises. It all trickles downhill. The trickle down economics, when the Democrats tell you it's a bad deal, no, it's the only deal. It's the only way it's going to happen. Okay, the only way you're going to make more money is if you provide a better service to people. When people have money to spend, they call you, right? That's all it is to it. If you know, when you tell them, hey, you know, I mean, even plumbers and electricians, you know, I mean, it's because of codes that they can charge what they want. They said, you know, it's expensive. People say, you know what, just shut it down. That's what happens, you know. And you see them all the time, plumbers and electricians and air conditioner guys, they work their ass off because people are coming in doing it cheaper. And that's the bottom line. Everybody's trying to undercut everybody And that's just the way it works. And then the only way you're going to make good money is when powerful people have a lot of money to blow, when they got money to spend. That's just what it's always going to be. There's a trickle-down effect, and that's how it has to be. Okay? If you build houses, if there's nobody with any money to buy the house, then you're not going to sell the house. So there's no need to build the house. So you need people with money to buy houses. That's what you need, right? You know, and that's just the way it is. You need good job, people to have good jobs. And the only way you have good jobs is to allow the businesses to hire people and to pay them good. Okay, you start forcing them to do things, and next thing you know, it's like the Great Depression, where the government was paying people to dig holes. And then next thing you know, and what we see now is what we've got to learn it. You've got to learn it. Federal government money just to give to people. Okay, COVID, that's what happened. They printed money to give to people because they told them they couldn't go to work. And next thing you know, you got 9% inflation, which means the value of your money is down. That's what happened. So stop thinking that the government can solve the problem. The government can't do it. Can't do it. Get out of the way. Stop trying to regulate everything. Stop trying to control everything. You can't do it. You can provide incentives, different incentives. What it needs to happen is a government shouldn't be putting restrictions saying you can't build here, right? Because then nobody will build anywhere. What you need to say is that if you don't want to build here, but you want to build here, but I don't want you to build here, I'm going to make it easier for you to build over here. See? So what they should do is they shouldn't say you can't build over there. It's just, I'm going to make it really easy for you to build over here. See? And that's what happens when you see, like, different states and different cities are growing faster, because those cities offer incentives. They don't offer up restrictions. Okay, growing cities offer incentives. Declining cities offer restrictions. And that's not the way it is, right? And they tell them, I mean, you say, you know, I'll let you build here, and you won't have to pay much in tax, but you're still going to have to provide clean water. You're still going to have to provide a minimum wage, and you're still going to have to provide a safe working place. But if you want to build here, it won't cost you that much. That's it. That's easy. But again, you know, the different cities and states, they say, if you want to build here, you're going to have to, you know, it's going to be expensive as hell, because you're going to have to provide a safe work environment, and you're going to have to pay a lot of taxes. They won't build there. Bottom line. So I don't know. Tell me what you think. 515-602-9731. There's a lot more of this article we can talk about, but I mean, you know, it's stuff that we don't already know. You know, I mean, we know what's going on. We know where the demand is coming and where the demand is going. So give me a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. Don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that. And, you know, what else is going on here? We got the weekend coming up. It's Thursday now, so we got one more day, and then it's a weekend. And that's the end of the month. It's the last weekend of February. So that's a big deal, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. Tell me what you think. And we'll get it going right here. Redneck and Eyes Radio. We'll see you guys in a second.
Well, if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and a fly. I got my team in the wind, let it all hang out again. How you gonna win if you ain't trying? Well, now we're all back together, and we're burning up the road, and that old sheriff's out there dogging us again. He thinks he's really got it cooking, plans to do a lot of booking. The only trouble, he keeps looking where we've already been. So if I can keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas bound and I'm flying. Keep it on the ground when I put that hammer down, and I'll be Texas bound and a-flying. I got my tin in the wind, let it all hang out again. Well, how you gonna win if you ain't trying? Now Smokey and the Bandit is the
is a tale you don't forget. But every time you hear an engine scream and whine, well, you'll have to think about Old Man, Old Buford, Frog, and Fred and Snowman. Their story is a legend that will live on in time.
So if I can keep it on the grind when I put that hammer down, then I'll be Texas Brown and I'm flying.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. I'm passing little white lines and my eyes are roving wide. Just past a Jimmy and a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, the ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my log is way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge on the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My grades are a little low, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and the smoke's pulling back as cold. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-angle. I won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no busy until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. You said don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Why you want to treat me this way? You know I'm going to give you your love, boy. I still feel the same way. That bitch told me a story.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hey, this is it with Recognized Radio. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody listening along, following along. We're on blogtalkradio.com. That's where you can get your past episodes of Recognized Radio. And so you can listen to it online. You don't have to call in. You can just click on and listen to it. But also, like I said, if you want to talk, if you want to be part of the conversation, just hit 515-602-9731. That's phone number. Check us out on Recognized.com. That's our website where you can find links to all of our social media accounts, including our YouTube channel. And we're really happy about that and appreciate everybody joining along and subscribing to that. We got great videos on there talking about, dealing with big trucks, like four-wheelers, how to drive around big trucks, and then talking about like maintenance and different things, issues like that, life on the road, lease purchase, all that kind of stuff. And driver recruiting even, talking about how the driver shortage affects everybody and if there really is one. So check it out. It's redneckandeyes.com, and you'll find a link to the YouTube channel, which is Redneck and Eyes is the name of the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that. So looks like they're putting a comment period on changing the rule for the 18 to 20-year-olds. That's been a recent pilot program they've been doing. And that's been one of the things that everybody's been debating, whether or not to allow it. A lot of states allow it. As long as you drive within the state, you can be under the age of 21. But if you are wanting to drive over the road, like all 48 or cross state lines, you got to be at least 21. So it says, a request from less than truckload carrier appears to have prompted the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration to consider a change in the federal apprenticeship program created to attract younger drivers to the trucking industry. The FNFMCSA posting in the Federal Register today says the agency seeks comments on a request from Pittsburgh-based carrier Pitt, Ohio, to allow to accept participants into its apprenticeship program who have a commercial learner's permit instead of a CDL, as stipulated in the regulations that created the Safe Driver Apprenticeship Pilot. The carrier says the exemption would improve its chances of attracting participants to the program. If granted, Pitt, Ohio estimates that 25, it's a commercial license, commercial learner permit holders, 25 of them would operate under the exemption a year. It says in its notice today, FMCSA said it also seeks comment on whether this exemption should be limited to Pitt, Ohio, or whether it should be drafted to apply to any of the apprenticeship program participants, motor carriers that is currently listed as a certified training provider for purposes of FMCSRs, or that enters into the partnership with the certified training provider. Says commercial learner permit holders would still need to meet all of the remaining apprenticeship requirements as well as existing regulatory requirements for the learner permit holders. Says presence of a valid CDL holder in the passenger seat. At present, 15 carriers have signed up to participate in the program, which aims to have young drivers prepared for interstate driving. The apprenticeship program was created as part of the landmark Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. Let me look. Hang on a second. Let me see what this says here. Okay, Safe Driver Apprenticeship Pilot Program job opportunities, and it's a Badger Express, DHL Supply Chain, DM Bowman. It says DOT Transportation, or Dot Food, Dot Foods. It's Dot Transportation, and Fortune Transportation Company, established in 1980. Fortune Transportation began as only one truck. Garner Trucking, Carl's Transport, KBC Transport, Leonard's Express, Nussbaum Transportation Services, Pitt, Ohio Express, Rail Transport, Titching Transport, Total Transport of Mississippi, Venture Transport LLC. Those are the only ones that actually signed up for the pilot program of apprenticeship, which means they're doing everything they can to hire underage, 18 to 20 year olds. And it's like they got to have somebody with them. They got to have all of the bells and whistles on the trucks. It's funny to me. So in this pilot program, it says 15 of them. So what'd I say? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yep, that's it right there. So Swift and Schneider and all, they're not part of it. They're not part of it. You can, that could just tell you that, you know, they don't see the benefit of it. And they don't, what I think it is, to me, in my opinion, the apprenticeship program is really stringent. I mean, it's tough. Like I thought it was bad because the smaller, you know, small carriers that are like in the 10, 15 truck count, or even, you know, if you were an owner operator and you wanted to hire your son son or daughter to run, and they were under the age, well, you had to have all the I's dotted and T's crossed, and it's a lot of work, and it's just not worth it. I mean, even the big companies here like Swift and Schneider and all them, they just don't see it. They don't see the worth in it. It's too much paperwork, too much liability that they got to put into the system, or they don't have enough, you know, control over it to where they're just like, nah, we ain't going to do it. We just won't want to mess with it. The apprenticeship program was created. Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah. That was the last part of that. But yeah, I don't see, I mean, change the rule or don't change the rule. Okay. States. I mean, you got Texas. Okay. It's a large state. You can run a lot of miles just in the state of Texas. Okay. You can run a lot of miles just staying in the state of Ohio. You can run a lot of miles just staying in the state of Florida. You know, running back and forth, boom, boom, boom. You know, there's a lot of stuff doing that, right? So if you're under 21 and you have to stay in the state, it's not that hard. A lot of trucking companies don't do it because a lot of their customers cross state lines. So they don't want to do that. They don't want to hire people that they can't do that. Now, they might take a risk because they've got a certain amount of freight that they only run in the state. But again, my point is that if you're an underage driver, if you're 19 years old in the state of Texas and you have a CDL intrastate in the state of Texas, you can run 1,000 miles a day. You know, I mean, there's drivers that make a living. All they do is go from Houston to Odessa and back, the oil field stuff, right? There's people that make a living doing the grocery warehouse stuff where they are from Dallas, San Antonio, Dallas to Abilene, Dallas to Houston, you know, and they're going back and forth. You know, Walmart drivers. There's Walmart drivers never leave the state of Texas. Okay? So my point is that you've got underage, you got people that are 19, 20 years old, and they are running in the states, and they're running miles, and they're running safe. Okay? You're telling them that they're safe to drive in the state of Texas because they're doing it, and then they're not allowed to cross state lines. It's silly. Okay? So change the rule. Just get it over with. Because it's, you know, we all know it's coming. So just do it. Especially if you have a shortage of drivers. If you claim that there is a driver shortage and you need more employees, just change the rule. Okay? Just change the rule. Because that's, you know that's what you're going to do. All the ATAs, trucking associations, all the state trucking associations, they all are for it because the big companies want it. You know, they all support it. Anything you can do to let them in, you know. Maybe what there should be is there should be a requirement that all CDL holders have to have hazmat endorsement. Maybe that should be a thing, you know, because I know people out there that don't have the hazmat endorsement just because they don't want the hazmat endorsement because they know it don't pay enough. But the problem is that too many people can get a CDL. Not everybody can get hazmat. And the reason why a lot of opponents oppose the under 21 get deal, that floods. What you want is you don't want that many drivers. You want less drivers on the road because that keeps the rates up. Okay. By keeping the amount of drivers off the road, you want a certain, you don't want that many. You want as many as, or least amount as possible. So you want restrictions. You want the drug testing to be hardcore and stringent. You want the age limit. You want the physical to be tough. You want the insurance requirements to be tough. You want the training to be tough. You want the hazardous material test to be tough because that weeds out all the people that shouldn't be out here. But that's not the case, is it? You know, and then of course we bitch about it, that we have to jump all through all these hoops. Okay. The reason why doctors and lawyers make a lot of money because there's tons and tons of hard loops to jump through. That's the reason why. Because in order to be that, you got to go to school for a long period of time. You got to take a hard test, and you got to do a good job. Okay? You know, how many doctors out there do you think that could have bad stuff happen to them where they do a bad job, they don't do a good job, and then they can go get another job somewhere else? You know, no, doesn't happen, right? I mean, they do piss poor jobs. They just don't do, you know, they don't kill anybody and then go get another job somewhere. Okay, truck driving, it's you know, you get fired, but you don't lose your CDL. If you roll over and somebody dies in the accident and you don't go to jail, first off, for neglect, because they can't prove neglect or whatever, you don't lose your CDL. You lose your job. And that's part of it. That's what we want, right? And it sucks a lot of times, but guess what? That's what keeps the pool, the driver's pool low, is that's what happens. So anyway, coming down to the end, like I said, you guys got any comments or anything, just let me know, or you can let us know at our Facebook page or Instagram or whatever. Go on our website. You can send us an email. Redneckandeyes.com is the website. And appreciate everybody listening along, following along this evening. I'm going to step away here, and I think I'm going to call it a day because we got about 5 minutes till 7, 5 minutes till 8 local, right? So yeah, you just never know. But let's see what we got here. Oh, we're going to go back to... There you go. So, like I said, give us a call, 515-602-9731. That's how you get a hold of us here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Redneckandeyes.com is the website. Appreciate all our great sponsors, Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, and then Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. So we'll guys see you here tomorrow. It'll be Friday. And it's the last Friday of February. Next week starts March. March is like on Wednesday. So I don't know. Tell me what you got going on. We'll see you guys tomorrow. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. You guys stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and I's was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and I's.